Well, our next guest, Dr. Deanna Brown, is the author of Reluctantly Related Revisited. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brown.
Thank you for having me.
What is it about in-laws that stresses people out?
The biggest issue between the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, which is really the relationship that struggles the most out of all the in-law relationships, is that they seem to compete for the influence that they have over the husband slash son. And that just creates a really tense dynamic between the two of them.
What got you interested in writing this book?
Well, this is my second book. The first one was on mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationships as well. And it was Reluctantly Related. So I have Reluctantly Related and Reluctantly Related Revisited. And the first one, and this is a continuation of it, is that I had a relationship with my daughter-in-law that we got along great for many, many years. And then once they started having children, that's when things really fell apart. And I struggled for years, and I'm a therapist, so you would think I would be able to handle this and know what to do. But I think, like everybody else, I was just too close to my own situation. So I really struggled for 8 years. We would get along, and then we would have a battle, and then we'd get along, and then we'd have a battle. And it really affected my relationship with my son and my granddaughters. And I just knew we had to do something to fix this because it was just not getting better. And it was just getting so awful that it's like we had to do something. So I decided to do some research because there wasn't much information out there at the time. And so as I was interviewing women about, and I interviewed both mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law and the son slash husbands, and you know, I just learned a lot, and it really helped me to look at my own relationship. So as I was doing that, I really decided to use a lot of the tools that I teach people in my individual therapy with them, and I could incorporate those into working on myself and changing me so that my behavior was different. And once I changed my behavior, it automatically started to change my daughter-in-law. And I didn't have to challenge her. I didn't have to confront her. I didn't have to make a big deal about anything. I just started doing things differently myself, which automatically makes the other person have to change their behavior as well. So she started to soften, and things started to turn around, and now we have a great relationship.
So, sorry, Deanna, are you talking about your mother-in-law or your daughter-in-law?
I'm talking about my daughter-in-law.
Okay.
I'm the mother-in-law. She's daughter-in-law.
So how is your relationship with your mother-in-law?
Well, I've had two. So I get along with my current one, and I got along with my first one, too. But we were long distance, so we didn't really see that much of each other. So, I mean, that can work for you or against you, just depending on the circumstances. So, and even now, I don't live close by my mother-in-law. But, you know, I'm in a different place than I was before, so I can appreciate what it's like for her. And so I, you know, give her some slack, and I just let her be who she is and be okay with that. And, you know, we aren't fighting over who has influence over her son, you know. We just don't do that.
And is the conflict generally around the son?
It's usually about who has the influence over him, who has the power over him. You know, the mother-in-law, the son's mother, I mean, she's had the influence over him since he was a baby. So it's hard for a mom to let go of her role as a mom. And yet when her son marries, she needs to, even if he's not married, but when he becomes an adult, she needs to let go of him on an emotional level and really let him be the man he is meant to be. And so when he marries, his wife really needs to become his priority. And that's sometimes hard. And sometimes daughters-in-law fight too hard to make that happen. And then that creates problems as well. So it's really, the whole thing is about centered around him. And then after him, it's the grandkids. Grandma wants to spend time with the grandkids as much as she can. And that's not always easy for the daughter-in-law to let happen.
So what was it in your relationship with your daughter-in-law that was that held you back from really making that, a great relationship?
Well, I think initially I was so focused on how I was hurt and how much pain I felt my daughter-in-law was inflicting on me and how she didn't understand what, you know, who I was or what I was about. And I was really focused on the wrong thing. I was so focused on her behavior and what she was doing and how that was impacting me that I never really took the time to look at things from her perspective. Now, that doesn't mean her perspective is accurate. It doesn't mean it's right and mine's wrong. But it means that you have to be able to look at things from where the other person is coming from. Because once you understand that, and let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, for a long time, I thought that I was being very helpful in when I would come visit, I would cook dinner for them or I would straighten up their house or whatever. I would do these things because I was being helpful. They both were working, and I was watching the grandkids all day. So, you know, I thought, okay, I'm being helpful. My daughter-in-law did not see it that way. My daughter-in-law saw it as me being intrusive, and I was being controlling. So once I understood how she saw it, didn't matter if I agreed with her or not, but that's how she perceived my behavior, then I was able to take a step back and go, oh, well, how do I want her to perceive me? Well, if I want her to perceive me as helpful, what do I need to do to show that piece to her? And that's what changed things around. So what I would do is I would just ask her, you know, would you like me to start dinner before you come home? And she might say yes or she might say no, but whatever she said, it was her decision because it's her home. Mm-hmm. So it's those kinds of things of just, you know, once you understand where the other person, how they see the situation, you can change your behavior to end up getting a little bit accurate, a little more accurate perception of who you really are.
I'm wondering, because that's a great, it's a great example of a situation that could cause conflict. And I'm wondering, as you started having this discussion with your daughter-in-law and asking her, did it go in a full circle where she was more willing to let you, you know, do the cleaning and, you know, do the cooking?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny now because that was years ago. And so now we kind of joke about it. And she says, yeah, I just, you know, because, you know, I still want to be helpful. And she just, now she can laugh at it and go, well, that's just who you are. And she doesn't take it personally anymore. Hmm. But part of that is because I have learned to be a little, I want to say more respectful of, you know, how she does things and how she sees things. And so that's allowed her to soften up about who I am and be okay with who I am as well. So it really does come kind of full circle that way.
You talk in your book about really personality types and, mm-hmm. and how to recognize them in in-laws. What are the key factors, you know, that what does personality type have to do with relationship?
Well, one of the things I discovered in my research was that there are different types of people out there, obviously, but we kind of fall into these little categories, and we don't fit nicely all the time, but we do. And what I found out was that certain types of mothers-in-law and certain types of daughter-in-law are going to clash. And the reason they clash is, and I'll give you an example, if you have what I call a mothering Margaret, that's how my daughter-in-law saw me. I was a mothering Margaret. I was trying to be still the mom, be helpful, let me do this, let me do that, those kinds of things. So that was who I was. And my daughter-in-law was what I call a doubting Donna, someone who was a little more insecure. She wasn't sure about her own views of things. She wasn't, her self-esteem was a little low. And so that combination of those two people together is what created the negative spiral that we would get into, because she would, everything I did, even though I thought it was being helpful, she saw it as being controlling or intrusive. Part of that was the way I handled it, and part of it was how her own issues that were getting in the way. So once I started changing, it allowed her to kind of grow a little bit in that way.
You talk about the son being, you know, having an influence in that mother-in-law issue. What mm-hmm. How does a son communicate with his wife about what's going on in that relationship?
Well, that's a really tricky thing. And one of the things that I found with daughters-in-law and their husbands is that they often get confused in what's a marital issue versus what's a mother-in-law issue. And sometimes they get blended together. One of the things that's important is that the son really needs to stay out of the middle of things. You know, if there's an issue between his mom and his wife that doesn't involve parenting, let's say, or doesn't involve, you know, them as a couple so much, then he needs to stay out of it and really let them figure it out for themselves. Because if he gets in the middle, he's gonna lose. His mom's gonna be mad at him because he's gonna try to explain why his wife's doing what she's doing. Same thing's going to happen. His wife's going to be upset with him because he's trying to explain what his mother's doing and the intent behind her actions. And that's only going to make things worse for him. So he needs to be supportive of his wife. Let her come to him and say, you know, I need some help with your mom. And let him help her come up with ways to deal with his mom. But she has to ultimately deal with the relationship.
We're talking with the author of, I just lost all my papers here, but we're talking about mother-in-laws and the relationship, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be finding out more about